33 minutes past the hour, Texas Standard Time. I'm David Brown. For years, living centers and recreation centers frequented by seniors have served as easy polling locations for older Texans. But the rising threat of the coronavirus means election officials here and nationwide are rethinking where people cast their votes. There's a special urgency since health professionals believe the virus is deadlier to older adults than those in other demographics. The Texas Standard's Caroline Covington has more.
Seniors are often more vulnerable to disease than other people. And that's especially true when it comes to COVID-19. So when the Renaissance Retirement Center in Austin went into lockdown over the weekend, Maxine Barkin, who is 100 years old, thought it was a good idea.
I think they're doing an excellent job trying to keep us safe and trying to minimize the person-to-person contact.
Barkin says the operators of her senior community are doing the right thing under the circumstances. She lives in Renaissance's assisted living wing. The facility banned visitors as of Sunday, 2 days after Governor Greg Abbott and President Donald Trump declared state and national emergencies. That means not even Barkin's daughter can come to see her. But things were very different at Renaissance just a couple weeks ago. On Super Tuesday, Renaissance was a polling location.
Apparently, it's been here for a long time. In fact, it's our precinct here. It's not only voting for us, it's our precinct.
Renaissance, located in Northwest Austin, has been a polling location since at least 2012. And on March 3rd, 743 people voted there. Brookdale, an assisted living facility also in North Austin, was also a polling place on Super Tuesday. 889 people voted there. Chris Davis is on the board of the Texas Association of Election Administrators, and he said no one really thought twice before about putting polling locations in residential senior centers.
When we planned for them as sites, we really had no idea of, you know, any kind of potential for exposure, you know, at the time.
Davis is the election administrator for Williamson County, where there were two polling places at residential senior facilities on Super Tuesday. He says locations are chosen for their convenience to voters. But now that thinking might have to change, not just in Williamson County, but across the state.
We seriously need to think about where we deploy polling places, you know, in those areas where there are folks that may be more vulnerable to something like this. And it's a valid concern that, quite frankly, I venture to say not a lot of my colleagues, I certainly have not considered.
There are at least seven polling places in senior homes across Texas's five largest counties: Harris, Dallas, Tarrant, Bear, and Travis. There's several more polling places at senior community centers. And election officials don't have a lot of time to fix this. There's a statewide runoff in May for the U.S. Senate, plus various municipal elections. But Davis says he can be pretty nimble relocating polling away from senior homes, at least in Williamson County.
We're already developing that list of election day polling places for that election. And it's another angle that none of us considered before, that we will have to consider going forward.
So far, no COVID-19 cases in Texas are linked with voting centers in senior homes. But senior living facilities are vulnerable. 29 people tied to a nursing facility in Washington state have died already. And concerns about voting aren't limited to Texas. Four states were supposed to have primary elections on Tuesday, but Ohio ended up postponing theirs early Tuesday morning. Officials there had recently changed the location of 163 voting centers that were supposed to be in senior homes. As election officials work in Texas to remap polling locations for the May runoff and again for this fall, Maxine Barkin adjusts to the new normal, an even smaller world. As of last weekend, no mail, no hanging out in the common areas, no housekeeping, and definitely no visitors.
Well, what that looks like is four walls. And fortunately, I have some knitting and an interesting book and some TV.
But Barkin's been through times of quarantine before, back when there were no vaccines for measles or whooping cough. And she says just like back then, we'll get through COVID-19 somehow. In Austin, I'm Caroline Covington for the Texas Standard.